Hello and welcome to my show. Could you be more specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke Podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title it "This Is a Win," and I'm going to talk about the recent news in terms of the settlement agreement that was reached between the NFL with Colin Kaepernick, and they agreed. So I'm going to cover that topic. I also just want to do a brief touch up on the recent news surrounding Justice Smollett, and I'll also touch on the Grammys. But I'm going to start first with Colin and this new settlement with the NFL. One of the things that people got to keep in mind, obviously they both reached a settlement where, you know, they won't talk about it further in the public, and no disclosed terms will be talked about between the two groups. But obviously information leaks out. So there was one report that was saying that Kaepernick ended up receiving possibly up to $80 million. There was a couple that said it could be anywhere from 60 to 80 or 50 to 60. You know, the figures are up there, but some say it's up to $80 million. And one of the things people got to keep in mind, I know some people are really surprised by this because they're like, oh, well, we wanted to see them get deposed and wanted to see this get played out in a court of law. And what you got to keep in mind is this is a multi-billion dollar nonprofit. That's what the NFL is still registered as a 501c, I believe, if I could be wrong, nonprofit. So, you know, I believe what their last net earnings report, it was a figure, I believe it could have been $14 billion. It was something that was past 10. Let's just say that people like that can just continue to spend money and delay. And if you're the NFL, they really didn't want to do that. So there is an admission of guilt already on their end with that. And if you're Kaepernick, he's still in the same position that he was prior to where he is now presently. And it will be the same thing for the future. He was already using the money he had anyway to assist and fund the causes that he was advocating for anyway. Every dollar that he gets from this settlement will still end up going towards that. So he's now slotted in well positioned to where he still can, one, continue to do this work, but he's still going to be expected to continue to be upfront and continue to assist the causes that he was doing anyway. If you're the NFL, it seems like it's over for them, but going into the next season, it's still going to be with them because the media is still going to ask them questions about it. They're going to still wonder, like, hey, how does an organization or a league that's made up majority of African-American players, what are they doing in each NFL city to help assist and fix that? So this is a win. I know a lot of times if people don't get 100% of what they want, they feel like, hey, this is a loss. It's like, that's not how this thing goes. You know, people got to really pay attention. When Kaepernick started protesting, it was around the same time, you know, Meek Mill was going through his issues with his case. And it just further highlighted the point that Colin was making about how flawed our criminal justice system was. And it led to a huge rallying cry, not just for the people in our community, in the Black community, but also nationally, which led to, say, someone like Robert Kraft, who represents the Patriots, and Michael Rubin, who owns the Sixers, to get behind Meek Mill and want to back it. I know it, you know, it doesn't seem like it, but for Donald Trump to sign a criminal law bill that's going to help ease it and make it more accessible, not just for everyone in this country, but particularly in African-Americans, to get judged more fairly on sentencing, that's a huge deal. That would not have happened if he didn't take his knee. That's how small his nonviolent protest measure took it. And it's still going that way. You know, I know for some members of the Players Association, they wanted him to go forward. But if I'm Colin and he has one of the best attorneys in the country in this field, in Mark Garagos, he couldn't even get universal support from his fellow players on what he was doing. So why would he then rely on the Players Association? They're the weakest union in sports. Why would he rely on you guys? That makes no sense. And so that kind of like defeats that kind of notion, like, hey, well, he should have waited on them, the Players Coalition. You know, hey, from what I follow from them, they're doing some good things, some things that people agree with, some don't. And, you know, but that's life. That was not an organization or group from, you know, all the dealings with Malcolm Jenkins and Eric Reed and those guys that they could really honestly say that they'll be in a better situation and continue to associate with them or to partner with them in any way. So I don't knock them for that. And then if you look at the recent, you know, trend of what happened with, say, Jerry Richardson as the Panthers owner, he ended up having to sell his team. Of course, you know, his punishment was to get a couple of $1 billion out of it, which that's a great parachute of punishment. But, you know, they sold it to David Tepper, who used to be a part, I believe, owner with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's been on record to not be that fond of Donald Trump. And that's why some people felt like he signed Eric Reid. But if you put your logic hat on, he was one of the best players at his position prior to all this happening. So all the Carolina Panthers did was sign a player that could actually help their team. And now he recently signed a 3-year, $22 million contract. It's starting to turn around. I know it's a little bit slow. I know people hate waiting, but you know, that's just how some of these things kind of play out. But the fact that we are where we're at now, where you literally had just a couple weeks ago at the Super Bowl, Jay-Z, you know, you got Michael Rubin, you have Robert Kraft, and you have Meek Mill pushing a criminal justice reform bill that attacks probation and parole violations, which is a huge thing because a lot of those cases, because a lot of people don't have the money to pay for bail, they end up just staying in jail. So the fact that that is one of the elements that's going to be addressed in the bill, I'll have to see some of the newest details because I know they were still putting a lot of this stuff together just as a refresher. The fact that they're still doing that, that's a win. So Colin Kaepernick served his purpose for the people, and he'll continue to serve his purpose. But for the people that have kind of made these videos about, hey, did he sell out or, you know, is he doing enough? You know, you can't tell somebody that's actually in the thick of something, are they doing enough? It's kind of ridiculous. You can disagree with them, but to say, are they doing, like, would anybody ask you what you're doing? And 9 times out of 10, those people aren't doing anything. But it's easy to attack someone who's visibly doing something because it doesn't cost you anything. It's not very difficult to do. But all the things that have now taken place over these past 2 to 3 years is going to do that. I know Kaepernick is now 31. I know they say he still wants to play. I know they said that his attorney said that the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots are interested in him. And I guess if you look at it from a rating standpoint, it's not really unheard of now because they took such a hit that someone like Kaepernick can come possibly back. I know people are still up in the air if he'll ever play again, and who knows? He may or may not. I mean, I would love to see him play again because I just think that's a tragedy that someone that talented at the quarterback position that, you know, just had some rough seasons with the 49ers post Jim Harbaugh because a poorly mismanaged franchise, that he'll just be out of the league entirely. But it will be great to kind of see him have a chance to come back and play in the league because obviously I think he can easily play, based off his health alone, easily another 7 to 8 years. And so that'll be a great thing to see. So I know that this topic is going to be ongoing and people are going to continue to chime in and offer their thoughts on it. And I'll probably definitely touch on this again at some point, but I'm going to transition into the Grammys. I just wanted to touch on them for a bit. I didn't watch the Grammys. I've never been into them. Obviously you see the winners list and some people it makes sense, some people it doesn't. I guess the person that probably made the most sense based off their impact and why they won was Donald Glover, or should I say Childish Gambino, win for Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and he won another award. I don't know why I'm blanking on it, but obviously he wasn't there because he, like many artists, have had a lot of issues with the Grammys and how their voting system is and who they have that votes on this particular branch of music. And again, it's an award show that you're seeking validation from, that they don't really care to really honor or validate what's really meaningful music. They've made this abundantly obvious. That's why Drake, for the majority of the years of his career, doesn't go to the Grammys. Now, he went last. He went, you know, to this one, and he won an award, and they cut him off halfway through. And anybody that thinks that was a mistake or like, oh, well, they didn't mean to do that, they're kidding themselves. You have the number one artist on the planet, and he takes a break to gather himself on a speech, and you cut him off. You just further validated what he was talking about. That, you know, that you, when no one takes you seriously, but no one really needed to see that to know that. They've done this throughout their history. Macklemore beating Kendrick Lamar in any category lets you know that they're not a serious organization based off of art. Now, if he beat him on a Billboard award, that's a different thing because that's actually going off of airplay. They're not debating quality of music. Post Malone winning in a category against him at the Billboard Awards is not that big of a deal because all they're going off is, you know, airplay, how many people are buying it, stuff like that. It's just a numbers-based thing, and that's fine. But when you get to an organization like the Grammys where they're supposed to really be judging music, it doesn't really make sense. And I'll keep continuing to say it. Beyonce's Lemonade not winning Album of the Year. If not her, at least Drake is one of the most offensive things you can ever do. And I know people say like, oh, well, she's won, you know, plenty of Grammys from beforehand. You know, you have arguably the most defining person on the planet in Beyonce. And then she performs there and you have her lose to Adele, who is an outstanding singer. Don't get me wrong, but no one was talking about her album like that. People was like, oh, it was good. I just don't think it was a good album should beat an album that people are still talking about to this day. You know, I think that's where you lose a lot of your credibility. And obviously, you know, J. Cole decided not to submit his music, which is not shocking. It just further validates who J. Cole is, that in years prior when he was younger, he may have wanted to get the recognition from the Grammys, but, you know, this is what they do. I know people were talking about, you know, when Jay-Z got nominated, him going and him losing at that time, you know, but it's like he was going to go anyway because his wife was going to be there. So him sitting up in the front row, not winning an award is not really all that shocking. That is like, if that's the off night of Jay-Z's career, then I think a lot of people take his off night. So I don't really put too much stock in that, but, you know, in order for them to get better as an organization, they're going to have to, one, change a lot of their membership, and two, actually start to get serious about who they have listening to music and who they're identifying from a talent standpoint. So that's just some of the thoughts I had on the Grammys. I wanted to touch on this Jussie Smollett thing. Obviously, new details continue to come in on that. I just saw a video where they actually pieced two of the guys that they said who potentially tapped them, who were Nigerian, and they were recently released. And I saw a clip video that showed Lee Daniels in a photo with one of the guys, and then another guy was, I guess, in his music video. I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, again, that kind of just speaks to why when issues happen, it's like just take the background role of, hey, let me just continue to see details and just acknowledge the surface of it until you start to get the full details to explain what you're doing. If you don't put nothing past nobody, it doesn't shock you. So that's why, you know, seeing all this stuff kind of unravel with him. And I know he did a Good Morning America interview with Robin Roberts, I believe. And him saying why people don't believe you. It's like, hey, everything is a trust but verify situation. I don't put that much stock on anybody because there's someone I like or someone who doesn't seem like they'll do something. You just have to go off of what's in front of you and what the evidence presents. So seeing all this stuff kind of break down with him is not really surprising, but it just is par for the course. But those are just some of the thoughts I had on that real quickly. I just wanted to also just thank D for all the hard work that he's been doing on the pod. I'm looking forward to doing more of these episodes in the future. We got some other plans that are up ahead for us. I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys real soon. Looking to continue to grow it. So definitely continue to like, share, and follow. Support us on and become a patron. Again, my name is Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Continue to follow the Stay Well podcast, and I hope you guys have a good and safe week.